This bill, passed by a vote of 258 to 160, addresses a section of the tax code that expired at the end of 2013 and is one of the provisions that has traditionally been addressed in tax extender packages. It was also considered as a part of the tax reform proposals in both the House and Senate. NCBA President Bob McCann said they strongly support the permanent extension of 50-cent bonus depreciation because it will help provide farmers and ranchers with predictable pro-growth tax code that allows us to make long-term investments in our businesses. He noted that bonus depreciation coupled with Section 179 expensing are effective tools allowing farmers and ranchers to make the necessary investments needed to remain competitive in the global marketplace and create jobs in America. Now, the House Ways and Means Committee approved the measure back in May as a part of the piecemeal approach to approving individual parts of the tax extenders package that expired at the end of 2013. And this past spring, the Senate Finance Committee passed a bill extending nearly all of the extenders for 2 years. But previous action on the Senate floor was suspended, and it's likely now the Senate will not take up the tax extenders package until after the elections in November. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.